CN and CSG, and we have another part, the NPOC, non-for-profit operation, where we can accept as member only NGO. To be a member of NPOC, you have to be a member of an NGO. There are some ALAC members, some ALS members who are members of NPOC. And here we can ask ourselves why. Well, it's easy. This is the reason why I went from ALAC to the DNSO. As Tichani said very well, there is a department giving advices to the board, and the board can accept or not accept those advices. He can choose. In the GNSO Council, it is different. We write and we draft the rules, the procedures, and the rest of the GTLD structure has to respect those rules, and the council will vote those rules. Then the rules are presented to the board, and the board will accept those rules or not accept them. Once they accept those advices, those rules, they are going to be implemented. And this is the difference. And this is also the complementarity, because here we need to work more and more together, ALAC and the GNSO. We both have almost the same mission. And my objective when I went to NPOC, it was to try to take the good advices from ALAC and to try to produce some rules in the GNSO, because this can make things easier, because when an advice is presented, an advice is issued to the board, before this advice came back to the GNSO as a request, we have to count about 1 year or 1 year, 2 years, and the internet is not waiting for us. So this is the reason why I wanted to make things easier and quicker, and I know Cheryl tried to do that too, and Olivier is now the liaison, and he's trying to show that we need to be quicker, we need to act quicker. And in NPOC, this is the youngest constituency that we have in ICANN. We are going to have 5 years next June. And we have 70 members. That's good. And it's not easy to create, to convince an NGO to work more and more than to add some work to their NGO work. So I'm happy to be speaking here to you today, and I hope we will meet again in the future and we will be able to collaborate in the future, because for us, Africa is a very important continent. It's here where the economy is getting developed. In the other regions, in the other continents, apart from Latin America and part of Asia, we can say that everything is already developed. The economy of the future must come from Africa. This is clear for us. And if you have any question, please contact me. I will be very happy to give you some more details.
Thank you very much, Rudy, for this very good presentation. We talked about the constituencies of ICANN. We have two other parts we didn't talk about. The NOMCOM, the nominating committee, which, just like we said earlier, is here to nominate people to the board and to other board of entities at ICANN to have a stronger diversity we have to make sure that we have a strong regional balance and all kinds of balance and diversity in our consistencies. We don't want people only for North America or Europe at the board level, for instance. There is another entity which is not exactly part of ICANN, but which works with ICANN, which is IETF, Internet Engineering Task Force. They do develop protocols, the Internet protocols, the IPs, three parts for the Internet. As you know, for the Internet to work, you need IP addresses, domain names, and protocols. Who develops the protocols? The IETF. They're financed by the Internet Society. They do contribute to the Internet by developing those protocols. But at the structural level, they are not part of ICANN. So we talked about all those different parties. And do you have any questions? We have 10 minutes to ask for some questions, and we'll talk about our evaluation. Yes? Yes, my name is Thierry Piet-Coudol. And as you may know, I am a lawyer, and the question I do have regarding the domain name system, how does it work with the national suffix ending like .fr? .fr is managed by the French authorities, and what is the relationship between ICANN and the states? Thank you very much, Thierry. You're talking about the CCTLD. Those are country code top level domains. This is an internet domain name. There is a delegation done by ICANN or not authorized by ICANN. You have to request delegation. The government might request it and might be owning the CCTLD, but it might be another entity. We have some private companies that manage some countries' CCTLDs because the government, long time ago, they just didn't know. They were not interested. They didn't buy the name. They didn't request the name, the ending, the suffix. And ICANN doesn't want to interfere. Doesn't want to put criteria saying the government should be in charge. It's the person who makes the requests. The government have a say if a private entity wants to get the CCTLD, but we have some private CCTLDs. Once it is delegated, the CCTLD manager, might be the government or a private entity, the relationship becomes a relationship between a manager and ICANN. It might not be with a country. I hope I answered the question. Thierry, at the mic, yes, the system is can be criticized, I would say. Thierry Piet-Coudol at the mic. Once again, it might have some flaws. First come, first served seems to be the rule. In the Caribbean, Guadeloupe and Martinique have domain names, national domain names, but they are French territories. So they shouldn't have them. They should be .fr. Tijani at the mic. I give you the floor later on. Hold on. Tijani speaking. We mean countries and territories. .pl PL is Palestine. Palestine doesn't officially exist. You know, there is this issue with Israel, but there is .PL for Palestine. Merci, Tijani. Cheryl Langdenor.
I just wanted to step forward and suggest that there are a couple of resources that you may find useful to help you understand this somewhat arcane system of country codes, and pen to paper if you do want to follow up. This would be something called RFC 1591, that's 1591. That is very much the rule book by which delegation and redelegation happens for not only CC, country code TLDs, but actually also generic as well. I would also strongly encourage you to explore from the ICANN website within the CCNSO space, that's the Country Code Name Support Organisation space, a document published only late last year called the Framework of Interpretation. And the Framework of Interpretation was a four-year exercise by the community that looked at in excruciating detail RFC 1591 and the Government Advisory Committee advice on this, because as you are rightly identifying, governments have a particular interest. And beyond that, there are a few of us who have spent a reasonable amount of time in this area who would be delighted to take a conversation offline. Thank you, Tijani.
Thank you very much, Cheryl, for this explanation. Another question? Yes.
Another question? My name is Jamaldine Naji. I'm a general director for regulation, and I am from Morocco. I am in charge of broadcasting in Morocco. And I agreed with what Mr. Thierry said in the French context, but I would like to anticipate and ask you a question that might be another issue. You said that we can delegate to someone, to a private entity, to manage a CC, for instance, a CCTLD. Can we see a situation of a private entity give a domain to a government which is an illegitimate country regarding international laws? How can ICANN verify and make sure that we have a legitimate request, a legitimate country? Tijani, au micro.
Donne les règles de délégation et de
She'll give us a document with all the information, the name of the document with all the information that do exist. ICANN does not verify. They receive requests. They have specs, and they do compare the request with the specifications. Of course, if there is a government that comes, talk to ICANN and said, we want this, this is our country's CC, the government is going to have it say. I am from, I'm a lawyer from Tunisia, and we do understand, listening to our colleagues, we do understand the goal of this complexity of the structure of ICANN. It is very complex. Because the internet is complex. However, isn't that cause for issues? Just like we say when we saw with GNSO and ALEC, we have interactions. But isn't there a conflict at that level between the different entities? Isn't that going to create conflicts between the entities we're talking about and the different groups we're talking about? We have those SOs, those ACs, and they do not seem to have much to do with the decision-taking process at ICANN. It is just a consultative aspect. So don't you think that the board is not going to dominate ICANN completely at one point? You didn't give us, Mr. Tijani, the method, the way you nominate or choose the members of those associations. You have three questions, conflicts, complexity, issues. There's nothing we can do about it. ICANN is, by definition, the multi-stakeholder model, by definition, is complex, is difficult, because you have all the entities at the same level, at the same footing. Everybody has the right to express oneself, and this is a native complexity. This is a basic complexity. We have many mechanisms in case of conflict. And this complex aspect is absolutely necessary for ICANN because we are dealing with complex processes. The multi-stakeholder model cannot be authoritative. We want democracy, and this is complex. This is multi-stakeholder model. The board, the power of the board. We do nominate the board members. Renalia Abdulrahim is our representative at the board. They have CCNSO as representative, GNSO as representative at the board level. Many people are nominated by the community. Every 2 or 3 years, they change. The board changes constantly. We have a NOMCOM process to make sure that there is a strong balance. But the NOMCOM is made of the community. So the board reflects the community. The board cannot become an authority above the SOs and ACs. We need a certain authority, but the authority has to come from the base. And how do, what do they reflect? Are they nominated? You're changing your question a little bit. Tijani speaking, but I'm going to answer your question. How do you nominate the different members coming from the SO and the SAC? We talked about the board. For the issue. Now, for ALAC, I'll give you the example of ALAC. ALAC, as I explained, is made of 15 people. Those 15 persons are nominated by RELOs. 10 people are nominated by RELOs, which is our base. Afralo, for instance, in Africa, is going to nominate 2 members of ALAC. The 3rd member is going to be nominated by the NOMCOM, nominating committee, to make sure it is balanced once again. ALAC reflects the RELOs, which is the base, the users. The ALSs do elect the RELOs. We have like a pyramid. It's a bottom-up system. It's not top-down. It's bottom-up. That's our model. That's how it works. And I hope I answered your question, Miss.
And very briefly, Tijani, I noted some interest with some of what I said about delegation of at least country code TLDs. Perhaps if you would accept my offer at some future point in time, we could work with staff in the CCNSO, BART in particular, and we could put together a webinar which most importantly should also be an e-publication, so it's asynchronous, so we can have Q&A at the time, but that it is captured and able to be promulgated throughout Africa to help everyone understand.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. Very good suggestion, and I will add this webinar to our program. So I have two hands. I have Fatma and Beran. Fatma, please.
Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you. It was very clear. You answered my question. Beran?
That's a fantastic idea. I think a lot of countries will benefit from it, mine especially. We're actually going through redelegation and have been for the past 12 years.
Yes,
so,
I know.
Yeah, this is a wonderful gesture, and I think we should take it up immediately. Thank you.
Your name, please.
Isaac Maposa for the transcript record. Is there a way... Isaac Maposa, for the record. Is there no way to work on a process for ICANN to have an influence on the management of country code top-level domains? Because, like, divorcing ourselves from the management of these domains hinders the development of the internet ecosystem. As some countries are overprotective of the country code top-level domains, and put in place policies that hinders progressiveness. Thank you.
I beg your pardon. I didn't have my headphone. I didn't hear clearly your question. So moment, please. Moment. I'm sorry. Repeat your question, please.
Isaac Maposa.
Yes.
Is there no way where ICANN can work on a process to have a direct influence on the management of country code top-level domains? Because some countries are overprotective of these domains and put in place policies that hinders the growth of the internet ecosystem. Because, like, divorcing ourselves from the management of these top-level domains doesn't do any good to the community or internet users.
Very well understood. Thank you very much for this question. I think that the suggestion of making a webinar about the delegation and the delegation is very good. Because when you have a CCTLD manager, unless you have a demand, an application for delegation, I cannot do anything. So if there is other parties who wants to get the domain name, the domain, rather than the government, they have to apply for that, for redelegation. And as I said, we have our rules of redelegations. So if it is conform to the rules, it will be done. If not, it will not be done. So ICANN don't want to have influence on the users or on the customers, if you want. ICANN have rules and works according to those rules. We will make a webinar. We will try to make it as soon as possible. And I hope you will attend it so that you understand exactly the mechanism. And we will give you also the reference to the document so that you can read it. Thank you. It's time we have to stop the discussion now. We will go to the second part of this meeting. We have only 5 minutes. I will ask you, please, the five NGOs to tell us, Beran, I will ask you, please, to tell us how did you find this capacity building sessions? Do you find them useful? not useful to improve, tell us. Hajar, Aisha, Fatma, Thierry. Yes, Hajar, please.
On vous remercie beaucoup, Monsieur Tijani, pour...
We would like to thank you very much, Mr. Tijani, for this effort that you did to train us better, newcomers. We are newcomers at ICANN. It's a wonderful, wonderful initiative. We're very happy. But every human work can, of course, be developed. And I think for the next time, we should have a strategy, and we have to have a progression from general to more specific. I noted that what we did today, personally, for me, that was the first time, so I would like that we go from general to more detailed. Fatma, you have the floor. My name is Fatma from Mauritania. Thank you very much, Tijani. I'm very happy with this initiative to reinforce capacity building. It's my second ICANN meeting, and I know more now, and I see a structure with the last presentation and slides, and I feel more at ease to talk about ICANN. Thank you very much. That was necessary. We had to do it. I know that it's a difficult process. You take into account our needs. It was important for us to understand ICANN better because this is not easy at all. Thank you very much. Maybe a little questions. Can we have the material that you did present and the slides? That would be great. Aisha.
Hi, everybody. Aisha Abed.
I am from Morocco, an NGO Morocco, and I'm very impressed to discover that there is governance, a practice of governance. ICANN is all about governance and bottom-up governance. Thank you for being so generous with your time. Thank you to all the members, Gisela Tijani. Everybody was helpful. This is wonderful. This is very nice. I learned a lot. I am a member of ISOC Morocco chapter, which is part of ICANN. We're very tired, but it is wonderful to learn so much. And I have a request. My reference are marginalized zones and areas and the most vulnerable. I talked about it yesterday. Sometimes we have no infrastructure, we don't have access to internet. What can we do to distribute USB keys? It's not easy at the logistical level. We have lots of needs. People have needs, and they are very vulnerable sometimes. It's not always easy to be an internet member. Thank you, Aisha. Thierry? Yes, Thierry Pied-Coudol is my name. And just like all the newcomers, Tijani and Aziz, Aziz is a busy man. We thank you so much for all those information, documentation, documents put at our disposal. Thank you for explaining all the different systems and details of ICANN. I would like to go back to what I said earlier. My NGO from Cameroon, we need to know more, even more, about the way domain names are distributed, how they work. We need to know more about that than the internal structure of ICANN. I already used that term, Central Africa, and where I, in the NGO I represent, it's not only Central Africa. So we need to know more about the way the distribution, the dissemination on, of domain names, the allocation of domain names, because my non-governmental organization observes the situation in different countries, in 17 countries, and we should be able to say, well, that doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? What can we do so that it works to improve the situation? So thank you very much for describing the different internal organs and entities of ICANN. I am a lawyer, like I told you. If you explain to me how it works, it is good. But my friends in my NGOs, I don't know that they are very interested about, for now, by the internal mechanism of ICANN. They're going to be more interested when they come to an ICANN meeting. We need to know more. With webinars, good tools, good training. We said it several times. We can do webinars. We can call people, have phone conference, telephonic conferences, and this is going to be what I'm going to say to my NGOs to improve the training of my members.
The end.
Okay, thank you. So, please.
Jamel Dinesh.
Jamel, I like to insist on something because I think we all reacted in the same way. You are the host of the telecom regulator. I am the kind of cousin. And with the convergence topic, we are inside this association. And I have been interested in ICANN for many years here in Morocco. And I want to tell you something. In my organization, the regulator here in Morocco, we are 130 persons. 75 persons are the framing of our organization, leadership, and I've asked them, and only 60% of them knew ICANN, and they are in the regulation and the technical part, and we have only 3% of women in this organization. According to the reactions of those people, have noticed that they don't know what ICANN is, and according to what you said and what you organized this morning, we feel that you want to inform about ICANN because there is a lack of information about ICANN, basically. And this has this is related to the situation we have in our countries, the civil society and internet, the civil society plus internet, give a new citizenship, an acting citizenship. So the lawyers in our country are realizing that for the implementation of the rule, the public rules, to be implemented. They need to work more and to listen more with the civil society and work more with it. So in your countries, if you don't find the civil society in your different bodies of the government, you have to try to implement its participation. So this exercise of local information, to have the civil society reacting about processes. For example, Tijani told us it was bottom-up work, and as people from down, from the down part, I'd like to be heard. I'd like to defend my opinion in front of the board, for example. So how can we do? Can we be heard by the board? Is there a possibility in that way? Because with internet, we have to give the civil society some role, an important role. Tijani speaking. We are finished. I'm sorry, we are late. We are 7 minutes late. So I'm going to give the floor to Lila Galouz and to Aisha, and the queue is closed. Lida. Well, I'm not a newcomer, and I'm not a newcomer, and it should have been a bad idea. Well, what is my name? Arida Galouz, ICT Tunisian Association. It would have been a bad idea to ask questions because I'm inside your organization. You have explained very well how it functions into ICANN, how ICANN is functioning. I've heard declaration of our Moroccan friend who said ICANN is governance. And no, ICANN is number and address with some governance rules. So I think that we are still in a big confusion about what ICANN is. And I want to ask this question, what is ICANN? And we need today to be more precise about what is ICANN, what is the result of ICANN, what is the work of ICANN. And fortunately, we are speaking about the governance rules of ICANN. Also, we have been speaking about that for 2 years. That's good, but there is some confusion here. Tijani speaking. Last words from Aisha. Aisha Abad from Morocco. The economy of the future is going to come from Africa. You said it. Everybody said it. So the proof that there is some governance in ICANN is that we are living the IANA transition. It's wonderful to participate to this meeting, this ICANN meeting during the transition phase. It's a very good things for me. So I wanted to thank you to Afralo for having invited us. Thank you from Africa. Tijani speaking. Thank you, Aisha. Cheryl, I would like to say something about two things. First, people don't know ICANN. We need to tell the people what ICANN is. And the end user don't need to know what ICANN is and why ICANN is existing or not. What he need to know is what, how we can use the internet, what are his rights, and how to use those rights and to make those rights respect. Why did we speak about the ICANN structures here? Well, we have invited new NGOs. We want them to come into ICANN. So we wanted to explain that in a very well fashion. There are two kinds of governance in internet. There is the governance of the use of internet that is explain in the IGF. And there is the governance of the unique identifiers of internet. And this is here where we speak about that. We speak about the governance of the unique identifiers of internet here. So when we are speaking about the governance of internet in general, it's not here. because the content is not it is not the content that we are working on. So I'm going to give the floor to Sherlyn Dunant.
Group record and wise words as ever, Tijani. I am an outsider. I have been observing, and I wanted to say two, possibly three things. Firstly, this is wonderful work that has been done. And I, as an outsider, although Afralo in Africa did steal part of my heart 10 years or more back, and it seems to have been taken care of, so I'll leave it there. We are doing very worthy work with this type of outreach. I hope you're very happy with this program. I am delighted to have observed it, and I'm sure you all will be thanking Tijani and Aziz and the other staff who've put such huge amount of effort into it. But this is step one. I'm really excited about watching what you all do next. This is a seed planted in the Kingdom of Morocco. I'm waiting to watch the tree grow with the roots firmly in each of Africa's countries. Thank you, Tijani. I'm going to give you a standing ovation. I hope everyone else joins me.
Thank you, Cheryl. Moment, please. Moment. Moment. Thank you, Cheryl. This is the conclusion of our session. As we said at the beginning, we need to speak about what will be the follow-up. Unfortunately, we started very late, so we will follow up by email together. And I beg your pardon. You have to tell us how do you feel we can do a good follow-up so that you will be better integrated, and so that you can step in, so that you can begin leaders in ICANN. I would like to thank our staff, our wonderful staff, who made this possible. Without our staff, we wouldn't do it. So thank you very much. And also thank you for our interpreters, because you are only French speakers and Arabic speakers. So thank you very much. And I cannot forget about our technical staff who are doing very good work for us. Thank you all. And moment. We will distribute you certificate for this training. So please be in the wrap-up session of ALAC, which will be between 14:45 to 17:45 in this room. It is compulsory. Je vous prie d'être là cet après-midi de 14h45.
Please be here this afternoon from 14:45 to 17:45 to have your certificate. It's compulsory. It's part of your training. Thank you.